All right, it is our top 10 things that we've learned during this 40-day stay-at-home order. Number 10.
Number 10.
Most of us apparently were not born with the innate ability to eyeball 6 feet between objects.
I'm terrible at distance.
That's just been the test and litmus, and we failed.
It is. Mm-hmm. I need those little marks on the ground. So
I don't think they're going anywhere anytime soon.
Number nine
thing we've learned. Cuomo is a funny-sounding word. Cuomo.
Number eight,
if you're a TV personality, your at-home live shot is not considered a success unless you have an animal behind you. It's just the way it needs to happen.
Yes.
And when we go back to normal, I want a dog behind Dale Hansen at all times.
Absolutely.
Number seven
thing we've learned. Oh, if you're a radio DJ and you joke about getting complaint emails, soon enough, that radio DJ will in fact receive complaint emails. That's more of a personal note.
Number six
thing we've learned during this 40-day stay-at-home order. Apparently, there are other people living inside our homes, and evidently, they have been there for quite some time. Who knew?
Number 5!
They're called family. I had a Wikipedia, and then some of them are related to, apparently, so they claim.
Number five
thing we've learned during this 40-day stay. When you cancel all concerts and sporting events and the Olympics scrapped and award shows are all shut down, you end up stuck watching some sleeveless dude who plays with tigers and, well, of course you always have
Will It Blow.
Oh, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Every single Thursday morning, straight up at 8. Tried and true. We move on. Number 4, the only thing, apparently, that we've learned that the entire civilized world can agree on is that this whole slow internet thing has got to go. That's
Number three.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Everything else we can't figure out.
Number 3.
That we agree on. Number 3, because of their invaluable contribution, specifically in the teleconferencing game, when we all go back to work, pets are now invited and they are welcomed.
Yes.
Number 2.
Number 2, same exact thing goes for sweatpants.
Yeah,
they are invited
and welcome. There you go. And then finally,
number one
thing that we've learned during this 40-day stay-at-home order. With a shout-out to the teachers, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, first responders, grocery folks, convenience store employees, HR directors, IT departments, pastors, farmers, ranchers, utility workers, daycare workers, truck drivers, delivery drivers, overnight stockers, in no particular order, could keep going all day. To all who obviously make this thing work, a hats off, a thanks, a hanks from us. You are heroes. Pay those people more, shall we?
Absolutely.
Waking you up from 6 to 10. It's KB and Marley, 92.1, and now at 95.5, Wichita Falls, Hank FM.